Okay, in this episode, I am going to talk about something I have never spoken about because I haven't even thought it through. So we shall see how that goes. If it comes out chunky, then that's what you get, chunky. I am going to call this episode Temporality. Temporality, I don't know if it's grammatically correct, but it means that you look at life on the long, like you zoom out and you see before and after big chunk of time, and you don't look at what's happening like right now, as if it were the whole timeline. Now, one of the issues that people are dealing with is that they can't tell if they are in the mind or if they are in reality. I promise that most of the time you're in the mind. It is a lot like the devil. The devil's one job is to assure you that it doesn't exist. It is also the mind's one issue. It tells you it doesn't exist. But one of the ways you know that you are in the mind, that you think that whatever is now is forever. So if something isn't succeeding now, it's never going to succeed. You never have a real long-range plan. You never take steps. You give up and you just deal with like right now. If that were all the time, which means temporality is completely missing unless you are in reality. So this is one of the reasons you never amount to anything. And most of you don't. If you really look at your life, most of you never amount to anything. You are flip-flopping like a little moron. The most serious people I actually removed from my programs that I can't work with them. If you are never going to amount to anything, I am not going to want to associate with you because you make me really look bad. One of the things that so I never lived like that. I always feel the pull for it. So don't think I don't, okay? There's a pull for it. It's never going to change. It's going to be like this. If it's success, then it's success. If it's failure, it's failure. Okay? So the whispering, it's hopeless. I hear it too. But for the most part, I can say bullshit. Back in year 2000, I met this dude who was ugly and woo-woo and all that, and he wanted to date, and I dated him, and then he was a medical student, and he was accepted to a residency program here in Syracuse, New York. And then we were planning to go. We already packed up, and he said, "I don't want you to come." And I said, "No, I do. I want to come." Okay. So we came. I gave up my livelihood in New Jersey, and almost instantly, our relationship turned into shit. And you see, I could say, this was a horrible thing that happened to me. He didn't love me. I didn't love him. I came to Syracuse. I gave up my livelihood, blah, blah, blah. But some really, really important things happened that would have never happened without this dude. So this dude was like woo-woo, and he dabbled in energies and all that, and it was completely new to me. I mean, I never heard about energies. I never heard about woo-woo. And then when we went to the chiropractor and I knew exactly what happened in somebody else's body, he decided that I was a clairsentient star, somebody who clearly feels somebody else. And then it turned out that the correct word is empath. Now, without him, I would have never found it out. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known that I have this power that can help people to accomplish things that otherwise they can't. I would have never known to connect to source. I would have never known to have energies and adjust the any and all that. Okay? But for a good 3 years, it was horrible. It was really not good. But, and it did look like it was never going to get good. But when you manage to look at life through temporality and see what was before and what's coming, then you are in reality. Okay? But if you think and you act like a trained monkey on what's going on right now, then you're definitely in the mind. Mind doesn't know about time. Mind doesn't. At best, or maybe at worst, it can offer you. So yeah, mind doesn't know about time, and definitely doesn't know about past, and doesn't know about future, and doesn't know about planning, and doesn't know about change. Mind is like living in a small room and being completely isolated from life, from reality. And this is what I wanted to say. Okay? Thank you.